You mentioned that there were 5 to 7 generations here now from Asian countries. Would you like to talk me through the experiences of those generations?
Yeah, my dad was probably one of the first generations to arrive here. And then my sisters are probably second to third generation. And then I'm probably fourth generation. And then my nieces are probably fifth generation. And she's about sort of 25 to 30, my nieces, all of them are. And then after that, they've had children. So that's 6 generations just in our house. I have seen a change in diabetes over the generations, in the sense that when I started in 1995 as a DSN, the majority of type 2 diabetes were in people that were, say, over the age of 40 on the whole. And you would get the odd few Asian people that were sort of between 35 and 40. But what's happened is that over the last 5 to 10 years, the onset of diabetes is happening in younger people. And we're getting, it's very normal now to have an Asian person between the ages of 35 and 40, if not younger, say 25 plus, with type 2 diabetes and the problems associated with it. And we are getting people now from Asian backgrounds as young as 9, 10, 11 in the paediatric clinics. And I've heard of the paediatric diabetes specialist nurses saying that they have children as young as 5, 7. So the onset of diabetes is definitely becoming a younger age now. And also, I mean, the generations throughout the years, the way that my dad, what he ate, what was around to eat, the amount of fast food places, there were none at that time. So Dad had a proper cooked meal from home, as my sisters have had drummed into them. Although they have the dabble of fast food here and there, they generally do eat at home. Whereas the younger generation, because there are so many fast food outlets, and because people on the whole are cooking less at home, and also people are losing the skills to do that and eat healthy, they are generally speaking eating more fast foods because of time, whatever. I mean, fast food in general is very cheap as well. So we are seeing a very, very different dietary input from people from younger generations. And that goes for Asian, white, whatever. And that obviously is having an impact.